This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is gorgeous out my window right now. Like fall colors and bright sunshine and a robin's egg blue sky. Oh, who could ask for anything more? Be nice today. Hey, The Secret Show, that's a thing we do every day right after this show. We do it in addition to this show. It's filthy. You know, somebody sent me a screenshot of the Apple rating on it, and it said it was a clean show.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's as filthy as it once was.
Well, it isn't clean.
No,
there's no question that should not be the rating on it. I really thought, oh, we should look into that because it is not clean.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway, it is a show that we do on the daily. It runs on our streaming station on the Odyssey app, which means if you want to hear it as a podcast, you have to wait till Friday. We drop all five episodes for the week or however many days we work that week. They all come out on Friday. But you can listen daily at 10 a.m., which is a weird time. But, you know, we'll give you reminders. And you just click on it and you listen. If you join at 10:15, you've missed 15 minutes of the show. It works like that. It's appointment listening. So 10 o'clock today, you'll hear today's secret show. I'm asking for bad advice because I went through that whole list of bad advices, and I just I kind of cut harshly, and I might need to go back and rescue some because I'm down to like four. Yeah, I know. Normally I have so many, but I went through. I'm like, am I ever going to get to this? Is it too late for this one? Is this one too? Because some people's problems are like
actual problems,
like real tough problems that are
not entertaining.
That sometimes I feel like a crime's been committed, and I don't know that I'm going to be a party to that.
I don't want any part of that. I don't want no trouble. I sure don't want to get hauled in on a court case because we decide to
comment on it, right?
So I want no part of that. But as far as like the timeliness of most of them, I would say for every person that writes in, there's probably more than a handful of people out there who could benefit from hearing the story
from our amazing bad advice.
Right.
Sure.
So I don't know that the timeliness matters as much, but you're right. Crime being committed, I want no part of.
Yeah, it seems too dicey. And we have, you know, it depends what it is, but they're, you know, so anyway, I pretty harshly culled through it over vacation, and I am down to four. Like literally four. So I'm hoping, and Bryn, you and I didn't talk about The Secret Show, so I'm hoping maybe we have some. But if you have any kind of problem or even just a cool, funny story from Thanksgiving or whatever it is, feel free to send it to Bryn, BRYN, at RadioAlice.com. Because we love to do bad advice. Otherwise, all we talk about is sex. If you don't distract us with your bad advices, what are we going to talk about? Well, you know. Hey, you know something else I did over the holiday?
Hey.
So I went to, Riley made me.
Hey.
Thank you. Hey. Riley made me an appointment for my younger son, Sean, and I to go and get the booster. Mm-hmm. And it's been more difficult than you think. Like we walked in and there was a big line. We walked in down the street because that was convenient. And then we turned around and went, okay, well, we don't have all day. And a lot of those people had appointments and still weren't happening. So we went to, I think it was a Walgreens in Vallejo. Riley made us an appointment to go. And so we drove all the way over to Vallejo and we went in and there's all kinds of paperwork that has to get filled out and insurance cards, you know, the whole thing. And of course your old vaccination card, you got to have all this stuff together and put together. So we filled out all the paperwork at home. We go over there and we're sitting there and we have appointments, but it's almost an hour past our appointment time when we finally get the shot. And they don't make you wait anymore. At least they didn't here. We just split right afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, they told me to hang around.
You can shop
or do whatever you want, but hang around for 15 minutes.
Nah, we just jetted out of there. And but I didn't feel that bad about it because we weren't getting right on the highway because I saw Popeye's chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
So Popeye's.
How did that go?
Good. I've never been to Popeye's, and we've talked about fried chicken so many times on this show. So I'm like, Sean, what do you think? When I go to, he goes, oh, yeah, Popeye's chicken. I love Popeye. I'm like, when have you had Popeye's chicken? Like, I've had Popeye's. I'm like, all right. So we go in, we get the sandwiches. And it was the most delicious chicken sandwich I've ever had in my life. I even liked the bun. Like, everything about it was delicious. And then I'm like, this is good. I'm going to bring home. They don't do buckets. They do, like, boxes of chicken. I'm bringing home the whole meal. I don't have an air fryer.
Oh.
So it wasn't quite as good as I hoped. But it was good. It's, you know. But you could have fooled me. If you told me it was Kentucky Fried Chicken, I would have. It wasn't, like, head and shoulders above Kentucky Fried Chicken.
You need the air fryer. Makes it kind of like you're eating cold chicken. It's not the same.
No. I heated it up in the oven, but I didn't want to overcook it. So, you know.
Right.
But whatever. So finally, I've checked that off my bucket list. I've eaten at Popeye's Chicken.
Oh, good.
Yes.
You know, a texter wrote in and wants to know if you got off the sauce over vacation.
I did get off the sauce.
So you're not on NyQuil.
No, and
you didn't take any last night.
Exceedingly difficult. Although it was always going to be exceedingly difficult. Because
always is, because our schedules are screwed. Right?
Although yesterday, I got up at 4 a.m. yesterday with the intention of being really tired and being able to get to sleep because we had a birthday party to go to on Saturday night for a friend of, oh my God, I ruined my shoulder at this party. They got this handheld massager puncher.
Oh yeah. I have one of those.
It's a puncher. It punches you. Mm-hmm. So it looks like a gun.
Right.
And then it has this thing that shoots out of it. This is not sounding good. So it's like a disc about that kinda, big. It's like a jackhammer or like a reciprocating saw. Uh-huh, it's going like
well,
this.
You used and it even, in the wrong spot.
Well, I didn't use it because I don't even like massages. And believe me, if you use it that where you're talking about, you'd ruin everything.
Well, they have different heads. You could change the head.
Well, whatever. The head they were using was a flat one. So my
one that's suitable for you, sir.
Comes over. I'm like, please don't. I don't like massages. That's not for me. And she's like, let me just do it on your shoulder and you know, whatever. So she does it like on the back of my neck and my shoulder. And I'm the whole time I'm like, okay, all right, that's all right. Ow. You know, no thanks. And then I wake up yesterday morning. And I'm like, holy crap. I think I mashed my shoulder. It's so sore.
You'll be all right.
I mean, I probably, you know, it's not like I'm going to go to a doctor and find out.
No, but, you're not. Right.
But it's,
but you're off the NyQuil.
So anyway, that's important. That is important. Right. So it's good. But as I was laying in bed pondering my situation, because of course I got in bed at 7:30, like a good little doobie. And at 11:30, I was still listening to Billy Summers. Oh my God.
Do you like it or not?
Yes, I love it. Stephen King book. Billy Summers, I'm at the point where, let's see.
And you're listening to it, so you're not reading the...
I am.
Okay, I actually read it, and it took forever, so I you're going to get through it a lot faster than that.
I will, because I go to bed with it. So
right.
I am at the part where they are departing. They. You know what I'm saying?
I don't. There's a couple departures.
Well, there's so. they are making their first departure.
Okay.
From that one place that they met each other at.
So they're headed to Vegas.
No.
Got it.
Okay.
Whoops.
I assume that's happening because of the one thing where the guy didn't get the. Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, that is a good book. And I'm sorry, I'm speaking cryptically, but that's...
Well, you're trying not to give stuff away like I just did. I just walked right into it. I'm too stupid to know better. I love that book. It's really good.
It's great. I know what you're saying about how, like, I'm enjoying it, but what's going to happen? Like, what's happening here? And, so it's the story within a story. Okay, I kind of see that. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there's something else happening. And you're like... How's that going to work?
Well,
and then it starts to.
It's an example, though, of a person can plan for as much as they can plan for. And there he is. Mm-hmm. Fine. Yep. Everything's gone as he expected it to. And now something is dropped in his lap. And his humanity has to either take over.
He's either a good person or he's not a good person.
Right. And his humanity has to take over, and he either helps or and anyway, I really liked it. It gets even better as you go from where you're at.
Right.
So you don't have to feel like, well, now what? Like it's
I'm assuming, and I don't know how far into it I am because I can't see anything without my glasses on, and I'm not wearing those in bed. So it's good.
I just started reading the new Michael Connelly, Renee Ballard book.
Oh, yeah. You like her. She sort of took over for Bosch, right?
Right. It's the Harry Bosch was Michael Connelly's longtime character. There must be 25 of those books.
Yep.
And they're all, in my opinion, excellent. They're crime.
They're police procedural.
Yeah, right.
Right. Mystery solving. They're really good.
I like them. So this Renee Ballard is this new character who's also a cop, who works with Bosch on one story, and now she's kind of off on her own. But he's also old at this point and kind of comes into and out of her stories.
Like an old wise man?
Yeah, like in a retired wise man wants desperately to help with anything she'll let him help with. Can I please? So it's great. And I ended up reading the whole flight. So I didn't finish it, but
I love reading.
I plowed through that book over the flight home.
I don't know what I'd do without books. I truly don't.
Agreed.
Like, I guess I'd fall into my phone like people do because I just need, I need to have, when I can't shut my brain up, I read and then I can. And then suddenly I'm not thinking about it. Also, I use that 478 thing. Mm-hmm. I use that a bunch of times. I mean, I eventually fell asleep. I was fine.
And we're out of time.
No. Oh, my God. We are out of time. Okay. We got to do the Dave Grohl thing. I'm so sorry. I thought I had 7 or 8 more minutes left, and we just got off
these things happen.
Okay. So last night was the first night of Hanukkah, and last year, because it was the pandemic, Dave Grohl had been releasing songs in his style that were released by Jewish artists to celebrate their Judaism or whatever. Here he is doing Lisa Loeb's.
I wanna hear what I want to.
He's acting it out.
Here we go.
You say, I talk so all the time. So.
What?
Okay, so does the rest of the song go like that?
No, he jumps back and forth between the slow and the fast, crazy rock.
Oh, and we're back. By the way, he's wearing a Lisa Loeb dress.
Yeah, are you getting hot?
Kind of.
And all that hardcore metal is the lyrics, the actual lyrics that she sings.
Yeah, I can make them out.
Who is this supposed to be, though?
So, that's supposed to just be Dave, I guess.
No, but I mean, what song is he singing there?
Stay by Lisa Loeb.
No, the other one.
Oh.
This.
What?
This is his take on Stay.
Yeah,
same song. It's the lyrics from Stay.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Sorry.
You
I thought he was doing a couple different artists.
Well, it seems that way, doesn't it? Anyway, the video is very funny. And I think, I don't really remember the video that well, but I'm going to say he's reenacting it.
So this song is about Hanukkah?
No, no. He takes songs by Jewish artists and does them on the eight nights of Hanukkah.
Oh, okay. So they have nothing
celebration
to do with
Jewishness.
Got it. Okay.
Right.
All right.
So, and I don't know much about Lisa Loeb, but he says she's one of Texas's favorite Jewish daughters.
Oh.
So he took her song and did this. So there'll be one every night, and we'll try and get to them. And now I'm really
out I'll put of time. This up on the Facebook page.
Thank you. Oh, yes. The Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. You'll find mm-hmm. it there. Go check it out. Oh, look at him ending it. Oh.
All right.
It's cute.
Oh, it's adorable. What's coming up in the news, Ben?
Weird. Most parents can agree on this one thing. I'll tell you after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.